Blog Talk Radio.
What up, y'all? This is Z.
And I'm True Worship.
And I'm KD.
And we are 360. And we go hard
on Real Talk
with Michael McFadden. Yeah.
We go hard for the Lord. And now we
What's up, world? This is DeMario Street.
So cry now, cry later.
And you are now tuned in to Real Talk.
Real Talk?
With Michael McFadden. You definitely gonna cry if you miss this show, y'all.
Hello. With your new neighbors. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
And now, it's Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Check one, check two. It must be a Monday night. It must be, is it Monday? Yeah, I'm right. It must be February 9th, 2015. Yes, it is. And yes, we are broadcasting live from the third floor right here in Powder Springs, Georgia. That's west of Atlanta for those that aren't familiar with the area of Georgia. I'm not in Atlanta. We're in Powder Springs. And this is show number, what is this, 398? Show number 398, if you keep in count, with Real Talk with Michael McFadden. Hey, I got to say shout out to Inner Circle for the track. My man Fat, my homie C, what up, fellas? Ladies and gentlemen, the number to call the show tonight is very simple, 347-994-2063. We are on Facebook right now, Michael McFadden on Facebook. Real Talk with Michael McFadden on Facebook. If we ain't friends on Facebook, then you can do the Real Talk with Michael McFadden page. That's cool. Whatever. As long as we are networking socially, I'm cool with that. You can also check us out on Instagram and Twitter, DC, the number 2, ATL. You can check us out there. And you can also check us out on MipTags. If you don't know what MipTags is, all you got to do is visit the website, MipTagsTags.com. And you can find all of the social networking right there. Hey, also, I got some birthdays today. Shout out to all my friends that are celebrating birthdays today. I tell you what, yeah, I know. We got that tomorrow. I'm multitasking like I always do. I got a lot of friends that are celebrating birthdays today. First of all, let me shout out to my man, Ernest Hawkins. What up, Ernest? Happy birthday to you, sir. Also, Nicole is celebrating birthday today. Clarence, happy birthday to you, sir. Bridget Freeman, happy birthday, Be Free. Richard Dunn, James is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Trina and Anita. Tasha celebrating a birthday today. William is celebrating a birthday. Astro, my man Darren is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Darren. Mick, happy birthday to you. Pat is celebrating a birthday. Charity and my man Ryan. Boy, it was a lot of people born on this day back whatever year y'all was born. But yeah, February 9th is a popular day for births for some reason. Let me do the math. I'll go back in my clock and let's see what was happening. Whatever month that was when y'all were conceived. Mm-hmm. Your fast parents. Hey, shout out to Niecy G. Check her out, NiecyGblog.com. You could also say shout out to my man John Silas over there at Silas Photography Group. Images you will never forget. Also, shout out to my friends over at Luxury Real Estate Brokers of Atlanta. You can check them out at lbatl.com if you got any kind of real estate needs, anything like that. They'll take good care of you over there, for real. And people been asking, where's Niecy G? Where's Keith Roberts? Why are you starting at 8:30? What happened at 8 o'clock? We don't hear you on Wednesdays no more. Okay, I'll tell you. I'll stop the music. The only reason is because my scheduling, the way the scheduling is working, it's just been a little rough, okay? Trust me, I will get back. I just gotta get my scheduling down. That's been the biggest problem. It's my scheduling, and I can't control it. Like, I'm doing too much. So I had to pull back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, y'all ain't be doing radio all the time, but, like, y'all don't see them hours, like, in between the radio, like, what I be doing in between that time. And the brother be getting it in, okay? So, all right, that's why. But trust me, I got some great guests coming up in the weeks to come. Nisi G will be back. Keith Roberts will be back. Everybody be back. We'll be back on our regular schedule, 8 to 10, Monday nights, Wednesday nights. I promise you. I'm just not going to give you a day when we're going to do that. All right. Cool. Everybody cool? All hearts and minds clear? Can the congregation say amen? Is that how they do in the church? All right. So we got that out the way. Now, let me tell you who's joining us tonight. Joining us tonight, you know, I'm going to tell a story because I got this app, this Time Hop app, I think it is. My son turned me on to it, and she popped up in my Time Hop app. Oh, did I get that right? Time Hop app some years ago, and I'll just remind her where that event was. But she is an author, speaker, director, visual brand strategist, and if you've been seeing the hashtag look the part, get the role, it's because you follow Brandy Mitchell via social networking somewhere. Yup. Brandy's going to be hanging out with us today. She has a new book. It's called Release Weight, Receive Freedom. And she's going to tell you how she lost 80 pounds and she snatched her sexy back. That's the subtitle. How I Released 80 Pounds and Snatched My Sexy Back. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad it wasn't a big number how I lost like 190 pounds because that usually means like they left a spouse or something, but no, that's not the case here. She really lost the weight. We're going to talk about that. Imaging, know your role, all that good stuff. So I get an opportunity to holler at Brandy again, and we're going to have a fun conversation because y'all know we do a real talk style. Y'all know Brandy got to play this or that. Y'all know what I'm saying? Yep. So it's going to be fun. So do me a favor. Don't go nowhere because when we come back, we're going to holler at Brandy Mitchell, and we're going to talk. We got a whole lot to talk about. I think I had to increase the show because all of the list of stuff that her people sent me to say, hey, we want to make sure that Brandy talks about all this stuff. Only Brandy could do that. Hey, y'all heard that intro? 360. This is one of my favorite songs by 360. Hey, when we come back, Brandy Mitchell's in the building. Real talk. Yeah.
style. It's how you express who you are without speaking. At Bird's Couture Boutique, you'll find the perfect mix of unique styles and designs that bring out the fashionista in you. Bird's Couture Boutique offers an exclusive collection of designs that set the tone for any and every occasion. Whether you're looking for classic, stylish, fun, or chic, Bird's Couture Boutique has you covered. And the best part is, you'll look like a million without paying a million. Every woman deserves to look beautiful. At Bird's Couture Boutique, that's exactly how you'll feel. Beautiful. Bird's Couture Boutique is located at 147 Bank Station, Fayetteville, Georgia. Call us to schedule your personal style assessment, 678-545-1687. Or visit us online at lovebirdscouture.com. That's love, B-Y-R-D-S, couture.com. Bird's Couture Boutique, where exclusivity meets the everyday woman.
I got to call this prostate dude. I got to get my prostate checked. It's been on my spirit.
I checked it.
No. Shut up, Tony. That ain't fine. I got to really call this dude.
It is fine.
See, ladies and gentlemen, get married. You don't even got to take a screening.
Best doctor you can have.
Hey, Griff, that dude that showed up with your insurance that checked your prostate, that didn't count.
Oh, man, yeah. Do you have insurance? No, I don't. May I come into your home? Yes, we are doing a door-to-door exam. How old are you? I'm 42. Yes, men over 41. It's a new thing. Maybe you have not logged on to Obamacare.
Somebody did that.
Huh?
Somebody showed up at the door.
You know we playing, right?
Oh.
We just stressed it. There go my wife.
What's going on, everybody? This is Neil, and you're checking out the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 398. If you count, don't forget tomorrow, tune in to Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. We broadcast live every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. TGSMM.com is the website. Check us out all week long, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. TGSMM.com. Yeah, that's kind of fun. We have every day, just like we have every Monday night, Wednesday night, right here on Real Talk. Before I bring Brandy up, I got a couple things that we got to discuss real quick. The Grammys last night, all the talk this morning, even this morning on the morning show, we talked about it this morning how Ledisi was bumped, or however you call it. Beyonce took the spotlight from Ledisi last night, and we're going to continue to have this conversation, I think. But a story that I saw today, and I know we're going to be talking about this tomorrow, as far as the Grammys are concerned. And let me just first of all say this. No knock on Macklemore whatsoever. Y'all know Macklemore, the rapper dude, the thrift shop thing. I'm sure we got some songs on here by Macklemore. I bet we do. Hold on, let me see. I'll just give me one second. Give me one second, Brandy. You know what? Let's do this. We're going to bring Brandy into the conversation. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, she is an author, speaker. She's been there before. I've been on her for years and years. And if you saw that picture that popped up on my time hop about from 4 years ago, you would see that she has made an incredible transformation. Ladies and gentlemen, she's in the building right now. Miss Brandy Mitchell. Hey, Brandy.
Hey, Michael.
What is going on?
How you doing?
I'm good.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
There you go.
Those
Grammys,
huh?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Did you watch any of the Grammys last night?
I did.
Did you enjoy the show? Let's just talk about the show itself. Did you like the show?
So, I thought it was very... I thought it was very, very... you know how usually you have your highs and your lows? I thought that they didn't differentiate. It was just really, like, really slow the whole entire time, you know. I felt like, interestingly enough, because, you know, I've been a fan of award shows since I was probably, I don't know, you know how you used to do the whole American Music Awards, and you do the Grammys, and all those awards shows, the whole season. And I felt like, I did feel like it really kind of lacked this year in terms of diversity for sure. And then, like I said, it was just real, you know,
And I never realized it was a 3.5 hour presentation. I think they used to schedule it for 3 hours from like 8 to 11, mm-hmm. but because they ran over so much, they probably added an extra 30 minutes to it. But just like everything else evolves, I remember those days of us, you know, like you said, growing up watching awards. You know, Michael Jackson winning all his awards and picking up Emmanuel Lewis
right.
with all his Grammys,
right?
You know, Madonna, all the stuff that we remember growing up. But now it just seems like it's more of a show now, and it's it doesn't represent the music anymore. It represents mm-mm. who can stand out more, and not because of their performance. And like you talk about imaging and branding all the time. It looks like branding overkill, because we're not spotlighting you as an artist. And that's the one thing about the Grammys. I will say the thing about the Grammys, out of all the other award shows, and people may, I don't know if they know this or not, but when you look at shows like the Billboard Awards or the American Music Awards, those awards are based off sales, popularity, polling that they do for, you know, different people, you know, who's my favorite. And they take your record sales and spins. But the Grammys are voted on by actual people in the committee. So it has nothing to do with record sales. So when what's his name? Beck, I think his name is Beck, won the album of the year, it had nothing to do with Beyonce dropping an album with no marketing and no promotion and did this many downloads. Mm-hmm. Somebody voted that Beck's album was the best. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. You got to say, and, you know, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think about the fact that, you know, I was watching some of the older, you know, mature artists performing, and I was just, in my mind, I always think, like, man, I just wonder what they feel sometimes. You know, like, because if you look at, I would just say, if you just look at some of the things, like the performances or the artistry in comparison to, like, what mm-hmm. we were accustomed to. And I just often wonder, like, what do they feel? You know, when they look at that, mm-hmm. you see a lack of, you know. Like, I was tripping, to be honest with you, like, when, you know, I can't remember which show it was, when it was all the focus was on the booty. Just, it was like...
Mm-hmm.
Two different exes. Okay, so then you got that. Then you got here on the flip side, you know, it's just like, okay, how demonic can we possibly get? We just want everybody to think mm-hmm. we're Illuminati and demonic. Like, we want to, you know,
right.
just highlight that. And it's just, you know, to me, it is what you said. It's more so the wow factor. How many people can I get hashtagging me? How many people can I get,
mm-hmm.
you know, wow and get their attention versus, like, man, we used to tune in to say, like, that was the highlight, you know, to
yep,
see, you know, hear the songs and things of that nature. But then you have to ask, when you listen to the music, they're just reflecting what the music is now. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's what they're doing.
And you're exactly right. And now, like, it's so many award shows now. Like, now you got the MTV Awards, and you got the Video Music Awards, and then you got the BET mm-hmm. Awards, you got the Hip Hop Awards, you got the mm-hmm. Soul Train Awards, and you got all these award shows. So now all of a sudden it's so watered down, and it's no longer an appreciation for the award. You know what I mean? So it's like
mm-hmm.
not a big deal now. Like, now you get nominated for a Grammy, all of a sudden with what we used to think was a coveted prize. Now, all of a sudden, it's kind of watered down where it's just Grammy. Here's a trivia question for you real quick, Brandy. Who has the most Grammys, all right? Kendrick Lamar, Ja Rule, Jeezy, Public Enemy, Run DMC, Mos Def. I'm just going through a list. It's kind of a trick question. Snoop Dogg, mm-hmm. Rick Ross, KRS-One, Busta Rhymes, DMX, Notorious B.I.G., Tupac, or Macklemore? Which one of them do you think has the most most Grammys?
Dude, I heard it was the guy Macklemore.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, he has more Grammys than all of those artists that I named combined.
Wow.
When you talk about Pac and Big and DMX and Busta Rhymes and all those cats
right.
I just named, Macklemore has more Grammys than all of those cats combined.
Right.
So it's definitely been a switch in the pendulum, I think, when it comes
yeah.
to just art and what, you know, who the Grammys want to see. And last but not least, before we I don't want to dwell on this too much with you, but I just wanted your opinion. With this whole thing, some people don't see it as a big deal. I saw it as a big
mm-hmm.
smack in the face to Letticy. where John Legend mentioned last night, they were asked by Beyonce to perform and introduce them to do their song from the Selma soundtrack. And John Legend's answer was, how do you turn Beyonce down? And I said, it's simple. You tell her no. Did you see a problem with Beyonce taking the stage over from Ledisi performing that song that she did in Selma?
I mean, I really, you know, especially after seeing the movie Selma, I really, when I saw that, I was imagining, like, wow, he went to Mahalia Jackson. If anybody hasn't seen the film, in the scene in Selma, Dr. King would call Mahalia Jackson to basically minister to him, okay, in song, and when he would prep for this, you know, this movement of what he created and what, you know, the legacy of what he did so fearlessly for us. So it was very pivotal, you know, to me. If you saw that, then the magnitude of what happened would even really sink into you in terms of, you know, how that actually went down. And, you know, of course, we're only hearing what was written. But, yeah, when I saw it, I thought, you know, here's the thing. You know, you get these moments in time when it shifts the trajectory of your life. And I really do believe that that was Ledisi's moment in time that, you know, could have really catapulted her. And Beyonce has already, you know, she's done it 50 times over. I mean, she's there. I mean, she's there and above. So it's kind of like, you know, all things being equal, in that particular case, you know, it may have not, it was another song for her. But for Ledisi, it was, you know, that was, you know, that was a moment. And you have to look at it from the standpoint of, you know, I live my life under the auspices of, you know, nobody creates you. God orchestrates all your steps, like, clearly. And so you look at it like, okay, she couldn't have taken anything from her, you know, quote unquote. I'm sure that What I'm believing is all of the attention that it put, because they had to do hashtag Beyonce, hashtag Granny, and hashtag Ledisi. So in my mind, I'm hoping that's going to blow Ledisi up in the tour that she's doing right now, that people are going to start researching and say, hey, okay, let's really hear her. Did she really have done this better? And I'm hoping that, you know, that the you know, what ends up happening is that she gets more from this. As I've met her before, wonderful, sweet-spirited, like, humble, you know. Then she opens her mouth, and she's just like, whoo, you know, it's phenomenal, you know. So I was really, you know, I went to social media on it myself. And then, you know, I don't know if you've had a chance to see this, Michael, but she, you know, Beyonce, I don't know if they did damage control or what have you, but she put out, you know, this video of why I decided. Did you see it?
I haven't seen the video. I read some of the posts that came after the video, though.
Yeah, I was just like, they did. They know they edited that so quick. Yeah, it was just kind of like, you know, it's in all black and white, and it was why, you know, I decided to do this, you know, what have you. But, yeah, man, I was feeling some kind of way. I was with you with that, Brandy.
I so wish, like, you know, this could be Ledisi's moment to step up. You know, she already was the bigger person. But, you know, somebody else could have, if it would have been Chrisette Michelle, I'm sure Chrisette Michelle would have went in on Beyonce for why she did that. But it was Ledisi, and kind of the same thing. You know, I would love to see Ledisi come back, kind of like when Kanye interrupted Taylor Swift, and we know how that changed her whole career as far as who Taylor Swift is today. Hopefully that now with Ledisi having this, you know, like you said, this hashtag frenzy of everybody wants to find out who Ledisi is. Now the thing is, too, Brandy, is that now we have to support her. So when she comes to your city for everybody listening, when Ledisi does come to your city to perform, go out and buy a ticket and go see the young lady, because she is a great artist. And I got to say shout out to Mahalia Jackson, because if y'all did not know, Mahalia Jackson was the one that was yelling at Dr. King when he was doing the I Have a Dream speech. She said, tell him about the dream, Martin. Tell them about the dream. That's where I Have a Dream came from. Yeah, I don't know if people know that. You knew that, though, right?
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yes.
I didn't know
Jackson
it.
Was sitting, Yeah, she was sitting in the crowd behind Dr. King. Wow. Like you said, she was like his spiritual advisor. And she was sitting behind Dr. King. And as he's doing the I Have Dreams speech, she was yelling out. She yelled out, tell them about the dream, Martin. And that's where I Have Dream came from. Yeah, so, yeah.
Wow.
Everything on the internet, you can find it. Right. Hey, what you can also find on the internet, too, is Brandy's new book. Brandy, I am so proud of you with your
Thank
weight loss.
You.
Tell us about, you know, my wife is she is 75, 80 pounds down herself, and she's been able to keep it off. She got me motivated to get my weight down and get slim and trim, but I think I put on some extra winter pounds that I'm about to get back off of me again. But what was it for you, Brandy? Was it a picture? Was it the way you were feeling? What was your motivation behind the new Brandy, the snatching your sexy back?
Well, you know, it's so interesting because they say, you know, you often hear your mess is your message. And the one thing I recognize, you know, being in the image industry for over 25 years, I always was really, really passionate about helping people with their confidence and really helping people play big in their image. And so the thing that made me so laser focused on, like, really, I would, you know, when I would work with people, that would be it. Like, they would always, you know, want me back. 99% of my business in that industry was referral. I never pitched. I never, you know, like, went in and showed performance. And so it was relationship, and it was because I cared. And the caring came from what I had to deal with my own image and primarily weight for so long. And so you say, you know, probably 6, 7, 8 years old, being aware. You know, it's the first time you realize you're aware that you're overweight, you know, at that particular time. And then you just kind of, you go through, you know, adulthood or what have you, and you go up and down. And that was mine. So that was my story. I was going up and down, and it was interesting because when I did the cover for my last book, Look the Part to Get the Role, I had went on a quick fix. Juice fast, okay, just to be honest, a juice fast, quick fix, you know, hot for the cover, boom. By the time, Michael, the promotional tour happened, I was swole up. Like, it was literally like, boop, like, and so here I am. I'm going and I'm speaking. Look the part to get the role. I'm speaking. People are taking pictures. They're posting it to Facebook. They're posting it to Instagram. And I'm having this physical trail of the weight gain. Now, what's paralleling at the same time is my husband's business as a personal trainer is blowing up. So he's blowing up and I'm blowing up, okay? That's what's happening. And so here I am. I'm like, you know, one, you know, we call ourselves, we've been married almost 18 years. We call ourselves ride or dyers. We are down for each other.
That's right.
Career, spiritually, financially, everything, right? So it was very frustrating to me, if you can imagine, wanting to participate, but because I'm so much into the fact that you are a reflection of your brand, your product, I'm like, I'm not representing the brand right now. I can't come to that boot camp with these three chunks of back fat on. It's not going to happen. It's not going to represent the brand. So that was very frustrating. And so the aha moment for me, I call it my aha moment, was there's two things happened in the same weekend. One, a good friend of mine was getting married, and I was helping her pick her wedding gown. And I think that was the first time it really hit home. She took that picture and she posted it. And I couldn't catch it. You know, sometimes if you get a bad picture, you can catch it. I couldn't catch that picture. And she posted it on Facebook. And I was like, hey, you know, that was one. And then secondarily, if that was on Friday, then on Sunday, someone asked me, they said, does Curtis train you? I was at church. Does Curtis train you? Uh-huh. It was just real casual. You know, not a dig, but it was just, you know, real casual. And I said, that's it. I'm done. That's it. I'm done. And it became this really self-reflective journey, because it was like, okay, you can drink something and lose weight. Okay, we all know pretty much there are so many different ways that you can lose weight. But if you do it fast, or if you do it like a hit or quitter, it's going to come back, and it's going to come back with a vengeance.
Right.
And so my thing was, okay, how do you, you know, I got to the point where I said, okay, you're 41. Things slow down, okay? You don't want to keep going through this process. How do you now really address what the underlying problem is, and how do you change this for life? And so that's why the name of the book is Release Weight, Receive Freedom, because during that journey of doing that, I recognized that, oh, okay, first of all, you got to release the weight. You know, people go and they say weight loss, and weight loss is, you know, when your body goes to seek what it loses. That's why that weight comes back so quickly, because if you don't create a lifestyle change, then just the way it went off, it comes back on. But when you release something, you let it go, and basically you replace it with something that is going to take the place of what you've lost. Therefore, it's like, you know, new lifestyle, right? So that's where the whole name came from. Long explanation, but that's what happened. It was like, hey, wait a minute. We're not going to keep going through this for the rest of our lives.
Let me ask you this, Brandy. Like, yeah, it is, because, like you said, once you get up, and congratulations on the 18 years of marriage. We could talk about that too, which is amazing. Tasha and I will be 18 this year, 18 or 19 this year. Yeah, something like that. We're right there with each other. So congratulations to you and your husband. And we talked about quick fixes and. How they don't work. You know, we always see these quick weight loss stories and pills and juicers and all this kind of stuff. When you look at how you made the change, Brandy, what was one of those things that you changed immediately when you said, okay, I'm gonna get this weight loss thing down. I'm changing my eating habits. It's a lifestyle change for me. Like, one of the things for me that I changed in me, and it's unfair. It is so unfair, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm gonna say it, because men, we have a tendency to be able to change things real quick and lose weight. Like, for instance, going from, you know, drinking a regular Coca-Cola to drinking a Coke Zero, or, you know, changing up from, you know, regular eggs with cheese to egg whites. Those were some of the things that I changed immediately, which I could see the weight leaving immediately, it seems like. For you, what was that thing that you changed immediately, Brandon?
No processed foods.
Okay.
Like, that was the biggest thing, because see, the thing about it is the whole, so when you don't eat whole food, your body is still asking for food. That's usually why you overeat. I could not understand how I could go to, I won't say the restaurant's name, but I could go to this particular fast food restaurant.
McDonald's.
Yeah, it was McDonald's, Filet-O-Fish.
Okay.
And I would get the Filet-O-Fish, and I couldn't understand, like, well, I'm still hungry. Nobody else in the car is still hungry. Nobody else is still hungry. Because I'm still hungry, and I couldn't figure out why am I still hungry. I know I'm not that greedy. And, you know, one of the things is that, you know, you can take two things, you know, prepare one with the whole food, like an actual, say, tilapia. I don't even care if the tilapia is fried. Tilapia sandwich. And then you take something that's not, you know, completely, you know, fresh or whole. You take those two things and you put those together. One, if it's not complete, you're going to still, your body's going to ask for more food, which is how you know, but it's still going to give you the same, it's going to give you more calories, same food. You go to the one that's whole on the left-hand side, and it's like, oh, I'm full. Because your body is like, okay, thank you for giving me, you know, whole nutrition. So, you know, I really am in the mindset of, you know, I talk about there are many ways to weight loss. I do believe in supplementation. You know, I do believe in that, you know, healthy, natural supplementation. But I think the biggest shift is, one of the biggest shifts for me was in the meal preparation. Like, I do a whole day of meal prep. Sundays mm-hmm. is my meal prep day, and I literally go to the grocery store and I buy everything and I make enough meals for 4 to 7 days. Like, that was
okay.
game changing to me, and I talk about that and show people how to do that in the book. Because why do you eat crazy? Because it's convenient. You know, you got to get mm-hmm. something fast, and you're not prepared almost every time,
mm-hmm.
or you're out or you're traveling. So the game changer for me was being prepared. And it's so crazy because, you know, I grew as a business person from mastering this, because it's like the same thing that you have to do in terms of preparation and consistency to lose a weight.
Mm-hmm.
If you apply that to business, you will kill. It's the same concept
mm-hmm.
to me, because it's like it boils down to having a plan, being consistent, being prepared, doing it over and over again, no matter what. Like, if you don't even care, you know, you don't want to do it, but you have to do it, the discipline.
Right.
You know, and so
mm-hmm.
it grew me, in my business, what I was doing with my weight. And I just wanted to,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wanted to really address it from the standpoint of people understanding. For me, it was a bondage. Like, people can say whatever they want to. I always talk about the difference between, you know, if you are doing drugs, you know, you're doing weed, whatever, you're doing drugs, right? And they tell you, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop doing that, right? You're going to stop doing that,
mm-hmm.
right? And you stop. You know, it's better to stop and know that you never have to do it versus eating, because you have to continue to eat. You can't stop eating, which means you
got
to master.
I got you.
No, how do I eat it correctly? It's hard, to me. It's harder because it's like, okay,
no,
okay,
that makes sense.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Just don't drink. Okay, just don't. You know, you don't have to ingest it. But with food, you have to learn how to still eat and live. So it's very challenging.
What about your guilty pleasures? Still today, Brandy, like, I know, like, you find you a Miss Winners every now and then and snatch up a cinnamon swirl.
No, you know what? You got to know. Remember I just talked about the drug thing? You got to know. You got to know some things. Like, you got to know, look, here. So here's my thing. My thing was sugar, okay? That sugar, little monster, is a beast. So my thing was, okay, it's certain little monsters you just don't need to entertain. You need to find a substitute because you have to understand your body. You have to understand that this is no game. People, this is the whole thing, the difference between what I talk about, weight release versus weight loss, because people look at weight loss like, okay, this is a destination, this is just the event. So they look at the diet, everything, okay, I'm doing this for a period of time, and once I reach my goal, I'm going back. They really think it's just a temporary thing. So why would the weight
stay
off?
They do it. I was going to say, Brandy, they do it for a reason, like, oh, I'm going to Miami in 2 months. I got to get right for Miami, or I'm going, it's my birthday. I got to get right for my birthday.
Right.
They say stuff like that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. And it's so you think about it from that from that way of looking at it, you are automatically setting yourself up to fail, because it's basically like you're looking at, the one thing that changed for me was that the way that I was eating to lose the weight and everything that I was doing to lose the weight really became the lifestyle for me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything switched over. So, like, for instance, I talk about in the book how I was really dealing with sugar is, and I still do it now, is I do, you know, like a regular bottle of water, and I have this liquid flavored stevia. I don't know what's
okay.
in the stuff, but it tastes just like sugar. And that and lemon. And I don't know what it is about that combination, but it literally curved the sugar craving. It was like a hit to the vein. And so stuff like that where, you know, I would do a big part of the weight loss in general, the weight release in general, is setting yourself up to win with it. You know, a lot of people just go in cold turkey. They don't have a plan. They don't detox. So
they're fighting all kind of stuff that's already sitting in their body, and they're trying to now say, oh, I'm just going to do it. Your stomach is stretched out because you've been eating 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day, 3 times mm-hmm. as much as you probably supposed to. And then so you got a stretched out stomach, you know, that is probably your system is toxic, so it's craving, you know, sugar, cakes, pies, fast food. It's like you go, and then you go in and say, okay, I'm going to start this diet. And you start off set up. You know, it's a setup mm-hmm. from the start. So the one thing I talk about in the book, I break down really how to prep yourself and start off with the right mindset of, okay, not I'm about to, you know, punish myself for X amount of time, but really looking at it from a standpoint of, you know, it's really coaching, because it's really like what is it that you really want? If you go on my website right now, the Release Weight, Receive Freedom website, there is symbolism from the picture you see. When you go on the website, you're going to see 3 pictures of me, and I'm in a wife beater, simple wife beater.
I'm looking at
okay,
you. Okay,
there's a reason for that, Michael, because I put on my vision board. I used to say, I just want to be able to wear a wife beater and some skinny jeans. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
That was my goal. And I had it on the vision board. I was like, that's what I want, with some heels. And I saw it so clearly that that's what I wanted. And so that's the reason why on that front page is that wife beater. And if you had mm-hmm. saw the bottom, you would have saw the skinny jeans. Because I had, you know, really in my head, I was like, okay, if you're going to do this, you really got to focus in on this. But again, not for just a quick hit, but how are you going to change this over to, you know, a lifestyle?
Got you. And inside the book, you mentioned that one of the most important things is planning your day and having your meals prepped out for you, because the biggest things that, you know, the mistakes that we make, especially if you have a lifestyle where you're running all day long, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. you have to make that stop to get that number 12 filet of fish at McDonald's or, you know, you're not prepared for what you're eating. You're giving people tips on what they can pack. For instance, just give mm-hmm. us a little insight on your snacks and what you would snack mm-hmm. on in between meals.
Yeah. So almonds are like mm-hmm. so if I'm traveling or if I'm on the road, right, I have a whole arsenal. I look like I flash back to when my son was a baby and I used to have all the snacks packed in the bag. But that's how my purse looks.
Right.
My purse looks just like a snack bag.
Good.
Because it's like you can't get caught. So, like, for me, I'll have, like, a pack. I take the 100-calorie Ziploc bags and I'll have protein.
Mm-hmm.
Like the actual protein, water, apple, almonds. I'll do apples and peanut butter in a heartbeat, because actually certain fat is good for you, and tuna, packs of tuna. I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
I will never get caught. My whole thing is don't get caught, because if you get caught, you're usually gonna make a bad choice. And so chances are, if you want to, once you receive, okay, in the road of losing weight, and then at the point of maintaining, it's basically like, what do you want? Like, you don't go into a networking event without business cards. You know how to pitch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly, you know what I'm saying? So you got to look at, you know, it's about taking your body and your life and what you want to create so seriously that you prepare for it. And I do that, you know, because I know that it's like you have to take the time to slow down and say, how do I jack up? So
mm-hmm.
it's like for me, when I was traveling, not only do I speak, but I serve other very large national speakers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about how do you keep somebody's stamina up all day long. If you're a boss, you're trying to make things happen in your life, you got to have energy throughout the course of
mm-hmm.
the day. What's going to give you energy? Because now you're
right.
talking about your money. You're
mm-hmm.
talking about
right.
how long can I endure? So you cannot just be popping, you know, hardcore energy drinks and things like that. You got to figure out what's going to keep your
Brandy,
body
get out,
going.
Get out my kitchen. Get out my kitchen, Brandy.
Get your hand out of my pocket. You can't do it.
Yes, please.
You got to figure it out. You got to figure it out.
And, you know, I don't think people understand, Brandy, like when you talk about you work with speakers, and I completely understand because I don't care if I'm doing a 30-minute presentation, a one-hour presentation, or my three-hour continuing education course, especially when I do my three-hour course, or the two-hour morning radio show, or the hour morning show, I mean the hour show, two-hour show that we do on Monday nights and Wednesday nights. It is very draining because it's mm-hmm. unlike sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day and you're sitting there and you're not working. When you're a speaker like we do and you're talking about mm-hmm. talking to somebody and keeping them engaged for 3 hours or 30 minutes or an hour or doing radio for 2 hours, it is very taxing on your body. And I don't think people understand that, Brandy.
Mm-hmm. You're pouring out. It's you know, you pour out, and especially if you're somebody that really cares about what they're doing and you're not just
ooh,
you know,
yes.
doing a spiel, but if you care about people, you are pouring out to those people. So you're going to feel, it's more intense than working out because it's the drain, the emotional drain. So
right.
you have got to, yeah, that's why you feel so tired. I was working with Monifa. Monifa is a part of, we have this team with Release Weight, Receive Freedom. And she was like, I was so tired. The other night we did a Google Hangout together.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I was so tired. I was like, look, when you pour out like that, you know, as a speaker, you automatically get drained. So how do you do self-care? One of the things I was so frustrated with was, and the reason why I was determined to lose the weight and then get to the point where I could help other people, coach other people with it, was because my thing was this. Especially when you start being able to influence people's lives, they're looking at you,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to model you. And so here you are saying, you can do this, and you can do this, and you can do this, and you're still overweight. Well, you're telling me that there's something going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're still carrying that weight, then it tells me that you're not doing self-care for yourself. And for me, that was what I was running into, too, because my thing was I talk to people, you know, with look the part to get the role. I'm telling them, look, you are your brand.
Mm-hmm.
You are the representation of everything you're going to be, and they're making decisions constantly on you before you open your mouth, right? So
mm-hmm.
I'm telling people that. At the same time, I got to practice what I preach as much as I can. So the other thing was the frustration that I saw with people who were influencing people and they were, you know, still really having a big struggle here with the weight thing. Because in my mind, I'm saying you're influencing these people. And I know that you probably feel the same exact way. It's a privilege to be able to speak in people's lives.
Yes.
Somebody wants to sit and listen to you. Are you kidding me? Like, they want to listen to you, you know, and then they want to even apply anything that you say. So for me, that
mm-hmm.
was the other thing. I said, you know, this is probably one of my most – this is the third book I've done, but this is probably, you know, the most transparent because I had to go back and I had to talk about, you know, growing up and some of the things that I had to overcome and how
mm-hmm.
I just really understood that the connectivity between the emotion of eating – and, you know, how I was using it to combat the good and the bad in my life. So I think that with the book, it's kind of like it's a workshop, it's coaching, it's like, I don't know, it's all wrapped up in one. Everybody that's told me about it so far is like, whoa, you know, this is really deep, but, you know, it's so
mm-hmm.
informative, you know. So, yeah, I'm happy to be able to – you know, just stand on top of
yeah.
the story, you know.
And we're so happy for you. Hey, guys, Brandy Mitchell, the new book is called Release Weight, Receive Freedom. That's actually the website as well. You can go to the website, releaseweightreceivefreedom.com, and check out all the reviews. And you can actually purchase a copy of the book. And Brandy did mention that she has two other books out, Look the Part, Get the Role. I remember we talked about that. book before. And I was going to jump off the weight loss real quick because I definitely got to ask you. I think the last time you joined us on the show, you were working on the movie Point and Drive, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Point
yeah.
and Drive. Yeah.
It's finished. Is it done?
It will. You know, we finished filming the end of March, and then
okay.
we go into post production. Yep, for April and May, and then we're putting it into the film festivals. Woohoo!
Congratulations! How does that film festival thing work? You have to submit it to them. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So so for us, like for me, I had identified 10 festivals. That I wanted to participate in, you know, that I thought would get the – it's all about getting people to see the film and
mm-hmm.
Being able to get it in front of the right people so that you can, you know, get distribution and really so that your story can be heard, you know, So, you know, with film festivals, you have to, you know, you identify the ones that are good for your project. And then you enter, and then they have to select you. You know, once they select you, then you go through the process of actually, you know, it competing and, you know, hopefully getting awarded. So I really, really had my eyes on Sundance, and I missed the deadline last year. So I was kind of glad that, you know, things happened, you know, in the time that they did so that I would be able to submit for the following year, so 2016,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. And for those that don't know, Point Drive is a documentary that Brandy put together about FAMU's Marching 100, right? Did you have all the bands?
Yeah, well, it is the story of what makes the connectivity between music and who you become because of music. So,
right. mm-hmm.
You know, of course, I'm a graduate of Florida A&M University, so of course you're going to see, you know, a lot of FAMU. But, you know, the interesting thing was I went to school in Detroit, Michigan, and many of my friends, I was the only person that went to FAMU from my group of friends. And they went to, you know, other wonderful HBCUs. And since that was how I was introduced to the HBCU culture and music in general, I do have voices from over 8 different schools. We just
sure.
recently interviewed, it's going to really trip people out, but Southern University. I love Southern University. I got a respect for them. You know, my band director was from Southern University in high school, and I think that we all play a piece of the puzzle. You know, we all have our unique styles. So while, you know, a lot, the concept Point and Drive is derived from Florida A&M in terms of it's a marching band technique, what makes
mm-hmm.
The Marching 100 so signature. But it's applicable in life, you know. It's applicable to having focus and determination, and how having that allows you to succeed in multiple areas of your life. And so, to me, I really want to see a resurgence of music in the schools and music education and music in the schools. And so that's the reason why it really is everybody's story. It's really everyone's story.
And you mentioned focus and determination, and I think those are keys to weight loss as well. You got to stay focused, you got to have determination, especially if you want to get in them white beater skinny jeans and some high heel Chrissy Lou.
That's right. It's all cyclical.
The new book is called Release Weight, Receive Freedom, How I Released 80 Pounds and Snatched My Sexy Back, and How You Can Too. You can actually pick up a copy of the book from Brandy's website, releaseweightreceivefreedom.com. You can also visit Brandy's website, brandymitchell.com. She is more than just an author. She's got 3 books out and does a lot of other stuff. And we're so excited. Word on the street is that you're hanging out with us tomorrow morning, bright and early, Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden, Word on the Street.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
And I heard you was bringing your big girl jeans, too.
Oh, you know, you want me to, you know what, true story, not going to believe this, true story, I was purging the garage and we found a pair of the pants, and me and my husband can get in them. I'm not lying. I'm going to bring them. I got to put that on my phone.
Girl, you
got to
bring them. Yes, you got to bring them tomorrow. And you know what? Here's a question I made sure I wrote down so I don't forget to ask you. Has that lady asked you since? Is your husband still training you?
You know, it was a man. And so it was.
Oh, okay.
Okay, believe it or not, guess what? It was my pastor. He's so embarrassed right now when I say it. But it was, yeah, it was. It was my pastor. And so he's like, we just had a meeting with him. He was like, oh my gosh, I don't believe. I said, well, I'm going to assume that that was the voice of the Lord speaking through you because
right.
It sure did make me. It sure did
it
make
worked.
Me. It worked, right, right.
Oh, now, I can't let you get out of here, Brandy, without playing this or that, and
okay.
We have to channel your inner big girl, okay?
Okay.
because my wife says it all the time. She's a big girl and a skinny girl body, so just channel your big girl, and it's just a couple of questions we like to ask our guests when they come on, and we'll start off with the easy one for you, okay?
Okay.
Frosted Flakes or Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch. Crunchin' Berries.
Crunchin' Berries. You know they scratch the roof of your mouth too, right?
Yeah. I love
yeah.
it.
What about Cheetos or Cheese Puffs?
Cheetos.
Cheetos. She likes the crunchy ones. Mexican food or Italian food?
Oh. Mexican.
Mexican. We go Mexican. All right. All right, here's a tough one. Hot wings or lemon pepper wings?
Oh, no, definitely hot. Blue cheese.
Okay, we're going to go hot with blue cheese. You want some ranch? You want some celery with that too, or are you good?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Celery with some peanut butter and raisins on top. They used to call that bumps on the log when I was growing up. I saw some show. I'm telling my age. Okay. McDonald's fries or Chick-fil-A fries?
Oh, McDonald's.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you hadn't had
I don't
the,
know. They just slide
Chick-fil-A
down
fries?
Your throat. I do. You know what? I used to always get the kids' meal six-piece nugget from Chick-fil-A with the lemonade. Yeah, and the side salad. That's what I used to get. I haven't been there in ages, but that's what I used to get.
My wife is yelling up here now saying, Brandy, you got to try the grilled nuggets at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Hey.
I'm going to check it
out. Yeah, them grilled nuggets on point. Yeah, them grilled ones on point. Okay, let's stop talking about food. Let's talk about cruise vacation or destination vacation.
That's a hard one. I dig the cruise because, you know, you get to go to four different ports.
Right.
You know? It's kind of like a combination, you know. So you get to have all the action on the cruise, but then you get to port and go to different places. It's kind of like, you know,
so
catch all.
So your answer is cruise then?
Yeah, cruise. Yeah.
Okay. And where did you say you're from originally?
Detroit. The
Detroit. Detroit versus everybody. Okay, so then you know this one then: grape Kool-Aid or red Kool-Aid?
Oh, red.
Brandy's got the red. Okay, Brandy, you just had a book signing. You sold every book. You just had an awesome turnout. You packed Barnes & Noble up in Detroit. Your family and friends came out to support you and the new book. Everybody really, really enjoyed it. And you're just so tired. You don't feel like driving home. And I hand you this telephone, and it's got three numbers in it. But you can only pick one of these people to drive you home. Who's driving Brandy home? Is it Common, John Legend, or Al B. Shore? Who's driving Brandy Mitchell home?
Common.
Is Common
well,
from
really,
Detroit?
Well, really, none of them would be. Huh?
Is he from Detroit?
But, he went to FAMU, though.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I knew it. See, I knew it was some kind of connection there.
Yeah.
So you going to pick Common for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you was going to pick I'll Be Sure. For some reason, we had you down for I'll Be Sure.
Well, I'll Be Sure. I met I'll Be Sure. It's so funny because, okay, I'll go into a whole nother story. No, you'll be coming.
and we only got 3 minutes. We could talk about
right.
it tomorrow morning. Tony Griffith Show,
right.
Mike McFadden. But before we get out of here, though, I definitely want to ask you, like, with, you know, with your journey so far, especially on this new journey that you are with the weight loss and the 80 pounds, and congratulations to you, because I know I understand, like, the struggles that my wife had with, you know, losing weight, gaining it back, losing it again, and then now losing it and keeping it off and keeping
mm-hmm.
it off for a long period of time. I think this is my second time that I've gone through a weight loss. I put on a few pounds during the winter months because, no excuse, I just haven't been as active as I normally am, but I'm refocused and rededicated myself to get it back off, because when you get on that camera, it really does put 10 more pounds on you. But when you talk about some of the best advice that you can give listeners right now to start this this release weight and receive freedom movement, what's the best advice you can give them tonight?
To just look at it, it is a journey. So you want to look at it like you want to do something that 8-9 months down the road, it's just going to be something that's just the way that you live. You want to do something that's going to produce results, but you want to do something that is going to be last for a lifetime, because you want to be around for your kids, your grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
So just start. Just start.
Yeah, that's it. You're right. Just start. Yep, just start somewhere. You got anything coming up, Brandy? You got any events here in Atlanta coming up?
No, you know, I'm traveling for the next 60 days. So I'll be in DC speaking. Yeah, I'll be in DC speaking next Friday, and then I go to St. Louis and speak, and I'll be actually filming in Ferguson for the film.
Well, you know what? Shout out to all my family and friends that's listening in DC. When you speaking up there? You said this week or next week?
I'm speaking at I'm speaking next Friday. Next Friday.
Okay.
It's actually at the
Please inbox me or text me or something and send me that information so I can get it out to my DC family. You know that's where I'm from, right? Born and raised.
That's right. That's right. We have to talk about that. Yep, that's next week.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We got to get them on board, so that's going to be cool. Now, as far as the book is concerned, how can people, the best way to get the book, I know we could probably send them Barnes & Noble and all that good stuff, but we want them to go to the website, don't we?
Yeah, you go to the website, Release Weight, Receive Freedom, and they can have a printed, an actual physical book, or there's also a digital version that they can get instantly downloaded. And anybody that's just curious about it, you can, if you go to the website now, there's a free gift on there for you, which is the first chapter. So they can also just, you know, fill the book out and see it for themselves. And then, you know, go ahead and get a copy. We have all kind of things on there dealing with weight loss, supplements and products, all those different things. Yeah.
The website, ladies and gentlemen, is Release Weight, Receive Freedom. As soon as you click on the page, you're going to see the pictures that Brandy's talking about, and you're going to see where it says get it free, download now, so you'll get the first chapter of the book and check it out. And don't forget to follow Brandy on her Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and all that good stuff. But, Brandy, the easiest way to keep in touch with you is how?
The easiest way is probably, it's going to be on BrandyMitchell.com. BrandyMitchell.com, and that's going to be the easiest.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be the easiest. You know what? We're looking forward to having you in studio with us tomorrow so we can see you live and in person and see you with your big girl, Jane.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get them ready. I'm going to pack them up for you right now.
Look, as a matter of fact, we're going to have some Snickers and Captain Crunch there for you tomorrow and everything. We're going to make you sin tomorrow morning.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on the show,
Well, Brandy, it is always a pleasure. It is always a pleasure. We'll see you in the morning. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, all right?
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
All right. Hey, guys, that's Brandy Mitchell. She does an awesome job every time she hangs out with us. Release Weight, Receive Freedom is the website. you can actually check out a copy of it. Well, you get the first chapter of it right now. All you got to do is visit the website, releaseweightreceivefreedom.com, and that was awesome, as always. Before we get out of here, I just got to say shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. Yeah, Brandy brings the listeners with her. We really appreciate that. And, tune in tomorrow morning, tgsmm.com. Myself, Tony Griffin. Griff is headed to South Africa, so he's not going to be with us for a couple weeks, but don't worry about it. We can run the show just fine without him. We miss him, but we can still run the show without him. Brandy Mitchell will be with us. Nikita Todd Stanley will be with us. I got some great guests coming up for us on Real Talk. If you are a loving hip-hop New York fan, I got one of Tasha's favorite characters on there, and she's going to be hanging out with us and a whole bunch of stuff. Hey, do me a favor. Visit the website, MichaelMcFadden.com. As always, and I'll see y'all in the morning, for real, 7 a.m., tgsmm.com. Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 398, if you're counting. Hey, if you ain't counting, don't worry, I am. We'll see y'all soon. Real Talk.